Rex Lodgford here with another Day Page. More than 200 South Sudanese civilians have drowned in the White Nile River while attempting to flee violence in the town of Malakal. An army spokesman told AFP as many as 300 people died in the accident on an overloaded ferry, including children. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced by the conflict in South Sudan. Talks between government and rebels are underway in Ethiopia. Egypt has begun a two-day referendum on a new constitution. The vote is seen as a possible precursor to a presidential bid by Egypt's top military general. It takes place amid an ongoing crackdown on dissent, including the arrests of those who oppose the charter. The vote on a new constitution comes as 50 news outlets are calling on Egypt to release at least 8 detained journalists, including 3 from Al Jazeera. The new interim leader of the Central African Republic has ordered a military crackdown amid ongoing fighting between Christian and Muslim fighters. The former president resigned last week after failing to contain the violence. Opposition protesters in Thailand marched on the government buildings for a second day Tuesday as part of a push to shut down the capital of Bangkok. The protesters want Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra to resign and be replaced by an unelected People's Council. Meanwhile, here in the United Snakes of America, on Capitol Hill, lawmakers have agreed on a $1 trillion spending bill to keep the government funded through September. About half of that amount will go to the military. The bill boosts federal budgets after last year's across-the-board cuts, but keeps levels tens of billions of dollars lower than Democrats wanted. It restores funding to Head Start education programs and finances some efforts to curb sexual assault in the military. It also allows $1.5 billion in aid to Egypt, despite global concerns over the crackdown on activists and journalists. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a bid by Arizona to revive a ban on abortion at 20 weeks, leaving place a lower court ruling blocking the law. In California, a jury has acquitted two former Fullerton police officers of all charges in the beating death of a mentally ill homeless man in 2011. Manuel Ramos and Jay Ciccinelli were charged with battering Kelly Thomas with a baton and a stun gun, leaving him comatose. Thomas died days later. The incident was captured on surveillance video that appears to show police threatening Thomas as he sits on the ground and then beating him, even though he appears to show no resistance. Thomas can be heard on the video pleading for help, apologizing, and saying that he can't breathe. Prosecutors have decided not to pursue charges against the third officer accused in the incident. Thomas's father reacted to Monday's verdict in an interview with local news station KNX 1070.
I'm feeling horrible. You know, the injustice this is, it's just unbelievable. Completely innocent on all counts. I mean, they're brutally beating to death. We've all seen that. But yet they're innocent on all counts. Unreal.
Following the verdict, protesters carrying candles gathered at the transit depot in Fullerton, where Thomas was fatally beaten. And that's it for this Day Page. You can find all the Day Pages at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb, heard on the Liberty Radio Network. And I hope you'll join me the next time for another Day Page.